Hit Breakfast with Alan and Carly, with Nate filling in for Alan as he recovers from tonsil surgery. But right now I'm so excited to chat to this guy. We all fell in love with him on The Bachelor, and he also knows his stuff when it comes to space, which is exactly why we're chatting to him about his next venture, which is a book, Guide to Life in Space. He joins us now, Dr. Matt Agnew. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. Now, first and foremost, we will get to the space stuff, but how's your love life?
Always the first question. Yeah, unfortunately uneventful, but you know, that's how things go from time to time. But yeah, no, it's all right.
Now, just on that point, you and Abby Chatfield still have a lot of chemistry. I know that there's history there. We all watched it unfold. What about that spark? Could that ever reignite?
No, we're very close mates. We've helped each other through a couple of challenging periods. So no, we're just very close mates, and I think we're both much happier having it that way as well. So not sorry to disappoint.
No, I think friends is good. But look, let's talk about this. This is actually the real reason why we're chatting to you.
Yep.
I think, what a loaded topic, space. So how did you fit that into one book? Because my understanding is space is pretty big.
Certainly is. That's the thing about space. There's a lot of it. Yeah, there's a lot of breadth to how much stuff there is in space and in different focus areas of research. So this is a very particular niche, I would say, which is, yeah, about life in space beyond Earth.
We imagine that you would have fallen in love with space at a young age, mate. Is there advice you've got for kids listening who love it just as much, science and space? What's the best way to really get around it?
Yeah, I think the curiosity kicks off at some stage. I think everyone goes through a space phase as a kid. And then, yeah, if it's something that you really love, it's good to kind of just keep your finger on the pulse and follow it through. So I think kind of high school, there's bits and pieces within science classes where you can kind of keep following that up. But I guess your real options come open when you move into a bachelor degree, and then you can actually go into physics and in particular astrophysics. So I think it's something, if you love it, like anything in life, a hobby, an interest, just keep nurturing it and just don't let it get away from you, as sometimes it unfortunately does.
Now, speaking of bachelor degrees, you know your stuff when it comes to The Bachelor. We are gearing up for a new season. Any words of advice for the guys as they head into what can only be described as a complete onslaught?
Oh, dear. I don't know if I'm the right guy to ask. Yeah, look, I think you just kind of got to go in and take it as a bit of a lighthearted, fun experiment, really, and hopefully it works out. And it's got a reasonably successful strike rate. So, yeah, just have a bit of fun and don't take it too seriously and just relax and enjoy the process.
That's actually really great advice. See, I feel like that was good advice. And you also give them their book on space. So I feel like you can educate them in more ways than one. That's brilliant.
Well, yeah, that's right. I mean, that's at the end, I'll give them some advice, hand over a signed copy of the book and say, get that into you.
And I feel like from what I've seen in some of the promos, they could probably use a book like yours. I think it might blow their minds, to be honest. I mean, look, they're good looking. You had the brains and the beauty, Matt. So they all can't be as lucky as you.
Shucks.
But look, this is genuinely great, especially in time for Christmas, especially for kids as well. Dr. Matt's Guide to Life in Space. Get it now from all good bookstores. Thank you so much for joining us.
Absolute pleasure. Please buy it. Get around it. It's really good.